Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back, but that's Tom's music. I always try to spice it up when I fill in for Tom. We get a little rock. We get a little, you know, little Led Zeppelin. My dream band, man. I wish they'd come back. But, you know, Jason Bonham could fill in for John Bonham, who, you know, unfortunately passed away in 77, I think it was. But, I mean, to have John Paul Jones, Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, you're too young to even appreciate what I'm talking about.
Well, not a little bit.
Dude, it's the greatest rock band of all time, man. You ought to listen to that. I mean, just listen to the guitar. Jimmy Page, man, he ranks up there with Jimi Hendrix. Stevie Ray Vaughan.
You know, working, I used to do construction with my dad before.
Your dad appreciates what I'm talking about right now.
So we used to listen on XM Radio. What was it? I forgot what station it was, but
Rock and Roll Legends?
Something like that. It was something like that.
Classic Rock.
I think Classic Vinyl.
Rock. Classic Vinyl.
That's what it was. So we would listen to that, and my uncle and I would always have a game. I'd be like, who is this? And I'd cover up the screen. He would know it. Boom.
Yeah, man.
Who's in their band? Boom.
Man. Like, God. If it's 70s, I'm going to know it, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to know it. I love my rock and roll.
And then at the restaurant, we play Soul Town on XM, and I'm just, whew.
Soul Town.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that like Motown?
They have Motown days, quote unquote, but it's mostly music from like,
love Motown.
Oh man, so
no, wait, Marvin Gaye,
Teddy P,
Sam Cooke, Teddy who? Oh, Pendergrass. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, man. I used to love Jeffrey Osborne.
My dad still does.
On the wings of love. No,
can you woo woo?
Everybody's gonna hang up. Can you woo woo woo? Yeah, man, it was great. It was awesome. So, we were talking about
the 6 month rule.
The 6 month rule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it's just a good rule. I mean,
it is.
Especially if you're gonna yelp, man. Why do you want to trash a young guy, or you know, you work so hard to get a restaurant open. You're trying to get your staff figured out. You're trying to get the right team together. You're working on what I call the nucleus. Of, you know, that you need. You need these great people. And you, when you go on Yelp, you hurt restaurants.
Right.
Why would you want to do that to a guy after he's been open for 2 weeks? He just spent $500,000 and you're going to trash him.
You know, the first day we were opened, I think we had hired 6 people. 2 of them didn't show up.
Oh,
no call, no show.
That happens every day.
On the first day we were open.
Well, yeah. I mean,
was like,
and that's exactly why
this can't happen.
Restaurants are a poop show in the beginning because you hire people and they don't even show up. Or it's crazy. You hire them, they go through the paperwork, they go through the interview, and then they don't show up.
And then they don't show up.
Oh, yeah, and then you train them. Spend, you know, two, three weeks training somebody. Cost, you know, we figured it costs the restaurant about $1,500 to train.
Give or take.
An employee, something like that. And
hey, boss, I can't make it.
And then they suddenly can't make it. They don't even show up. So, it's a tough business, man, but, dude, we love it.
Oh, man.
I always tell people I'm glad I didn't go to law school.
I think I love it more because I'm like a sport guy. I mean, yeah. I went to Curtis. Graduated
from ashamed. Curtis. Not everyone can go to Brother Martin.
Good old Crusaders.
You just beat us 36-3 Friday night.
And then I went to Northwestern State to play football. I kind of just lost the passion. And then I was like, what am I going to do? My dad suggested culinary school. Because he had Harahan Cafe. I was the number one dishwasher there.
That's good.
And then I was like, okay. Like,
weren't you the number one dishwasher when you were a little kid?
Yeah, I was.
Right, yeah. Child labor laws.
Oh, man. And then,
can't do that anymore.
No, wish. Get my nephew in there every day. And went there, and I loved it. It took to me so well because it was more like everybody has their position, just like in any other sport. And if that position is not done correctly or you fall behind, it will show.
It's a team.
Right.
You know?
I couldn't stand behind a desk. And
no. Oh, no. I'm ADD, man. There's no way.
Right.
I've got to be doing something with my hands.
Mm-hmm. Got to.
You know, that's why the cell phone has become attached to me, because I'll be watching a game and I'm doing something on my phone.
Right.
I got to multitask. And that's why, you know, and that's why you too. That's, you're saying the same thing. We're good in kitchens because we can multitask.
Right.
And that's what's so important. You need to be able to do five different things at once.
Right.
You know? And it's like, it's cool. You know, and child labor laws. I was just, the Culinary Crusaders, it's a culinary club at Brother Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to hire a couple of the kids from the culinary club that are seniors. They're 17. And I'm going to give them some weekend work, and they're going to help us with catering and stuff like that because I can. But one of the kids is 13. He's a freshman. He's an eighth grader. He said, Chef Scott, can I get a job too? And I'm like, well, how old are you? He says, I'm 13. I said, no, son, I can't hire you, man. It's against the law. I said, I can't, you know. And he was so bummed because he wants to work. Man, I wish they were all like that today because, it's, you know. But, I mean, the Culinary Crusaders, it's teaching them how to work in the restaurant industry. It's
right.
Pretty cool, you know. Let me ask something, Connor, about culinary school. And I'm not trying to downgrade culinary school at all.
Was it worth it?
Yeah. I mean, you learned so much with Chef Brightson, with Chef Frank. That's where you learned everything, correct?
Right. I think I learned more technique at culinary school. Because,
like what? How to use a knife, you know?
Knife skills. Because, I mean, if you think about it, if you don't go to culinary school, you have to learn all that, which will backtrack your progression in the kitchen and Brightson's and slow everybody down, if that makes sense. Because there's not too many people that come into Brightson's that don't even know how to use a knife.
I'm going to come into your kitchen one Tuesday, and I want you to show me some knife skills that I may not know.
But
I'm serious.
All right.
I may not know
that,
you know, I think I'm pretty quick with a knife, but I've never been taught knife skills.
Yeah.
Except by the guys I've worked with.
Yeah.
I mean, I could chop, you know, but.
And
another,
cooking techniques that helped me out that Chef Frank would just have to say, hey, this needs to be braised or this needs to be. I'm like, all right, got you. Which I didn't have to ask, like, what is braised or what is. Because, I mean, I'm not the best learner. I'm more of like, you have to show me how to do something before I can do it.
I am the exact same way.
So in that aspect,
I have to see it a couple of times.
I would have to. So
right.
That would slow him down. That would slow me down. So, and that's just my point. But a thing that kind of threw me off about culinary school was while I was in culinary school, we had to do two externs. My first one was at Commander's. Which definitely opened my eyes up.
Yeah, that's where
to
you would learn.
Industry.
Right, yeah.
Because it was boom, 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 boom. The place is really a machine.
Mm-hmm.
But in culinary school, they give you four recipes to do, you know, or one recipe to do in 4 hours. Like, it's the exact opposite. You have 1 hour to do four
to do four things.
Which is
right.
Multitasking.
Which you have to multitask.
Like, I wish they would add curriculum into that.
Because I've hired, now in my restaurants, it's not Commander's, it's not Brightson's, but Katie's is real intense.
Right.
I mean, you know, we do 900 people on a Saturday.
Right.
You know, and I mean, it's constant. I mean, the menu is just typical New Orleans cooking.
Right.
Cuisine, I mean, it's got a few funky things on it with pizzas and stuff like that. You know, but
breakfast pizza.
No one coming out of culinary school is going to know how to handle that.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I've hired some people out of culinary school, and even at the deli, and, you know, that I'm like, man, they're just not prepared for the intensity. They need to do more residency, what do you call it? Intern work
right.
at restaurants before you actually go to work. They're not learning how to work in a kitchen.
Right.
You know, don't they teach management and business? Don't you have to take some courses? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's important.
But I think...
But I'm not, you understand, I'm not downplaying it.
No, not at all.
I'm trying to figure out the benefits of a restaurant hiring someone out of culinary school.
I think what happened with me was it helped me because I had the sports background. Because it
teamwork.
Was...
But teamwork.
Teamwork
and,
like,
yeah.
Let's go.
Right.
Let's
well,
go.
Yeah.
Turn it on.
But that's got nothing to do with culinary school.
Right. But that's why it helped me because, you know, coming out of culinary school, I should say. But I see it a lot with culinary students now. Because my culinary staff, I mean, one of the guys I was in culinary school with is the executive chef at August, Ross Dover.
Right. But when did
he also work with Chef Duke Cafe Giovanni?
Huge.
Yeah.
Duke's going to teach you a plethora of things. But how long? When did he graduate from culinary school?
Same year as me. So 2000.
And he's the what in August?
Executive chef.
He's the exec? And he graduated with 10 years ago?
A little less, yeah.
Moving on up,
yeah, right
to the
but
top.
He
that's solid. But he didn't learn that in culinary school.
I would say he probably learned. I mean, he had Mike Galata working with him.
Huge.
He had
Mike's one of the best, baby.
Without a doubt.
I mean,
his wings.
He's,
I mean, no offense. To
not just
else,
the
but
wings,
his wings.
Everything he does. When you talk to Galata, by the way, Brother Martin graduate. When you talk to Galata, I mean, he is a food genius.
Yeah, without a doubt.
He grows his own vegetables and herbs. Everything he does is fresh. His food is off the chain.
Without a doubt.
And he has offered for me to come work in his kitchen with him. I'm going to take him up.
I would definitely take him up.
Because that, you know what that is? That's what I was just telling you earlier.
Yeah.
It's one of those situations. I've never gotten to work with the great ones.
Right.
You know,
he's
and
definitely one of the
he's
great
one of the great ones, man. He and Justin Devilliers, that's another one, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys are
Nathan Richard.
I don't.
DTB.
Oh, Nathan's awesome, right?
Culinary school graduate.
Carl Schubert. Carl was amazing,
without
dude. I mean, he was taken from us. That's just criminal.
Yeah.
And his family and Carl was incredible. I was working with him on the Bienvenue menu when he passed away. And
but like
that
was
really
saying,
sad. But, you know, Nathan's that good. And how long's Nathan been there?
Oh,
how long?
I don't think so.
Because his chef left.
Right.
When he was sick, his chef left. And Nathan must have just started there not long.
No.
3-4 months?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, man, I've heard a lot about him.
Very talented.
You know, and Emerald's just phenomenal. He's the grandpa, the legend.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what I wouldn't give to be able to work with Emerald or Galata or, you know, I'm putting him in that league.
Yeah.
Link. You know, but I mean, I'm 57. I've gone on my way. I've done what, you know, I'm doing for great, you know, but.
I think you're doing a little bit.
I think I'm missing. I think I've missed something in my career. But I'm able to work with guys like you, dude.
Yeah.
Young, up and coming. Man, you made some corn mock shoe, dude. That's not just some corn mock shoe. I'm telling you guys that Yaya, he's got a corn mock shoe. I don't think you do it every day, do you?
No.
But I tasted this and I'm like, seriously, dude? You're making me look bad. No, it was just really, really good, man. I know that's a simple dish for all of you guys that don't know what corn mock shoe is. It's just like corn and peppers and
some kind of protein. I usually use bacon.
You know, but me.
Yeah, it's really good.
Just really well done, dude.
Yeah.
Just really well done. And, you know, your pot roast, it's got like a creamy texture to it.
A demi. Almost
it
like
is,
a...
It it is a Demi. This is exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. It's just really good. Damn. Got to go to another break right when we were getting hungry.
Shoot.
This is Chef Scotty Craig with Chef Connor Mullins filling in for Tom on WWL HD2 105.3 260-6368. Please call in. We'll be right back. Tell me, is that Stevie Ray? Eric Gale. Wow, that's a good one. I'm going to have to remember that one, brother. Eric Gale. Great blues. You're listening to Chef Scotty Craig with Chef Connor Mullen, filling in for Tom. Call in 260-6368 if you want to rap with us. We're just talking about food. We're going to talk about the Bourbon, Boudin, and Beer Fest, which I went to with Chef Aaron May and Chef Bo McMillan. Bo is from Boston. He is the head chef for the St. Louis Cardinals. And I met him through Aaron, and we went to, and he was one of the featured chefs. Uh-huh. That Aaron and Emeril invited, and I hit the volume. So I got to go Friday night. What a great experience. Some unbelievable boudin there.
Yeah, never been to that. I've always prepped for it, but never been.
I've gone years ago, but this thing's really blown up, and
has it really?
I won't miss it again. We had a great time. Met some really cool people. Had some great boudin. Some great bread pudding, too. Mm. Yeah, I'm just in some great bourbon. We had a good time, man. But it's turned into a great festival, man. You know, I'm not a big beer drinker. I don't drink a lot of beer, but I had a few bourbons that, you know, it was, you know.
Anything unique that
you saw? I don't drink that much anymore. So, I mean, you know, like, I do like a little bourbon, but, you know, I forgot who was the bourbon. See, I forgot already. Can't remember anything anymore, dude. It's going to happen to you. Don't look at me that way. Mm-mm. I got 30 years on you, but it's going to happen. You will lose your mind. Can't remember anything. Let's see. Boudins that I had to remember. Let's see. I can tell you some right here that were phenomenal. Here we go. One of the best I had was Matt Moore from FOOW. Pork and beans, smoked boudin, cowboy beans, skillet cornbread, jalapeno, and apple jam boudin.
Oh.
Greg Smith from Surfing Deer. And Surfing Deer is a restaurant in Watercolor.
Yeah, it's right outside. Down the street from right. Seaside.
It is, yeah.
My sister and them, they went. It just opened, didn't it?
We bought a house there. We have a couple of years ago, and it was there a couple of years ago, so I don't think it's that new. But we've eaten there, and it's outstanding. His was really good. It was a boudin deviled egg, dirty alligator rice with bourbon pickled pumpkin. It's really good.
Huh.
Frank Szymanski. He had a great one. That's from Emeril. It was yellowfin tuna. I also had yellowfin tuna with crab fat. It was really good. And I had one. It was like a tamale. Oh. Can't remember who did it. But, man, it was so good. And a couple of them weren't very good at all. They were too salty and too vinegary, and it was really weird. But, man, it's a great experience. I suggest everybody go to that. It's pretty cool. See if I can remember any of the other ones. Oh, yeah, this one was good. From Bijou, Jack McGuckin. Didn't know who he was, but duck confit, boudin cake with grapefruit and guava, gastrique, pickled melaton. And then Jim Richard.
I love pickled melatons.
From Snakey's Fish Camp, and that's also on 30A. You know, dude, I'm going to have to get in next year. We could do a booth together.
I can definitely do that.
We'll call it the Hickory Avenue booth. He had smoked boudin with shrimp and melaton stuffing. It was fantastic. You know, nobody's doing oyster stuffing this year because the oyster situation is out of control. And you realize this is a political thing by the fishermen, from what I understand. They don't want to fish because they are being subsidized by the government like they were after BP. Mm-hmm. So they make more money not fishing than they do fishing. That's basically it in a nutshell. And since they opened the spillway, that's an excuse. Right. It's a shame. And what we got to do is stop buying oysters. But it's hard, you know. And it's what I've been told, man. Maybe if I'm misinformed, but I don't doubt it because I don't see how a spillway dumping some fresh water into the estuaries is going to screw up oysters. You know, it's just like the oil spill. I really don't think it damaged the oyster beds like they said it did. I'm not sure the oil really got into the marshes where the oysters are. So I just think, you know, it's a game, man. They all play a game. It's the same thing with crawfish every year. Oh, the freeze killed them. You know, just.
Right.
It's anything to raise the prices. Boy, surprised I'm not getting any callers. Get cursed out. Just saying it like it is.
They're coming.
It's all about honesty, you know. And that's why when I do sports radio, I never talk politics. Never, ever, ever. Yes, I am registered no party. That is my registration. It says NP. Because I vote for the best candidate, not for the party. Huh. So that's all you'll know about me. And I like a lot of food. I like to eat. I like to eat. So it's 260-6368. If any of you are listening out there, we'd like to know where you've eaten lately. Or I swear to you, I'm going to start talking about the 49ers Seahawks game tonight.
I'm looking forward to the game, really, honestly.
I am, man. I knew the 49ers need to lose. But, you know, I mean, Seattle. Yeah, he's good.
He really is. He's.
You know what's worrying me about the Saints? And I'm not saying this year, but I mean, we do have a 40-year-old quarterback. And still got the arm. Everybody says, you know, this, that. But he is moving around slower in the pocket.
Oh, without a doubt. You can tell with his arm strength a little bit.
Maybe a little bit, but maybe when he gets a pass rush, he can't get out of the way like he used to.
Right.
So, but you know they're gonna have a late first round draft pick. Who the heck are they gonna get? They passed on Lamar Jackson. They would have drafted Mahomes, but Kansas City jumped in front of him and picked Mahomes. You know that story.
Right.
So I mean, who is out there? That you know, who's out there? We do have a caller, Connor. It is Steven. We have a caller. Am I going to get yelled at? What's up, my friend? How are you?
No, but I am so tired of New Orleans food being scared by New York City. I'm so tired of these chefs that you know have maybe spent some time in New York City, and now they have to put all their New York City add-ons to our food.
Like what, brother?
Well, Chef Kevin from TV.
Yep.
I mean, he all the time. I would have, in all the years, you know, I've been here 45 years. I've never seen some of the stuff that he's thrown together in.
You talking about Kevin Dalton?
Yeah.
Big Kevin? Went to high school with me.
Yeah. Another Brother Martin grad.
Brother Martin's just throwing out chefs.
But, really?
And I find myself going to restaurants, looking at the menu, and saying, oh, no, I don't want that because they added this to contemporary food. And I'm looking forward to coming out and eat chicken and dumplings on Friday because I'm a big chicken and dumpling fan.
Where? So. At Yaya's?
Yeah, at Yaya's. Yeah.
Oh, man. Have you been there, Steve? Obviously, it's good.
No, dude. I haven't been there.
Steve, you're going
to
like it.
I'm going to try to go on Friday.
Steve's a connoisseur of good food. Let me tell you a funny story about Steve. I'll tell you when we get off the phone, Steve. I'll tell him. But that mashed potato story sticks with me from the day. I'll tell Connor when we get off the line. But what do you have any examples of what Kevin's doing? There's some sort of Northeast influence?
Kevin Belton?
I mean,
he's Creole.
I know he is. And I mean, he was raised by Creole parents and grandparents.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are just so many add-ons to his food that, and I've seen this throughout. I mean, I watched the chef from North Carolina that opened, lived in New York City for a while and came back and opened a restaurant in her hometown. And all her food is, local North Carolina food, but yet it's got highlights of New York City. Now, I can't imagine that her customers, which are farmers from around the area that come into her restaurant on Friday and Saturday night, would be that excited about the food or the items that she adds to her food.
Well, I mean, I think we call that fusion. Right, Connor?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're fusing other cultures into another, one culture into another culture.
Right, but I mean, it seems to me that, I mean, New York and New Orleans have similar.
Yeah.
Because it's a melting pot. Both of them
correct.
Are
correct. He's got a good point, man.
I mean, there's different ingredients, don't get me wrong, but I mean, it's just they're both big, big melting pots of areas.
Like if you go to,
I've never been in New York.
If you go to the Harlem or the Bronx in New York, you're going to get a lot of Louisiana influence there, New Orleans influence. There's going to be a lot of, Creole style restaurants there that that are probably fused somewhat with Caribbean restaurants. You're going to get a lot of that flair. Which is a great combination.
Also, when Paul Prudhomme used to take August off and go to New York City or London or somewhere and open a restaurant for 30 days, he used to import his water from New Orleans because he said, I can't use New York water in my recipes. I mean, he said just the taste is so different.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he used to ship water up to New York City in 5-gallon jugs.
Wow. Overkill. I mean, once you cook something.
I mean, New York's water's different.
It makes great pizza dough, and our water supposedly makes great French bread. I think once you cook water, it's water. You're going to cook a lot of the crap out of it,
right?
I would think. Steve, you're throwing some stuff out at us today. I think we're going to have to look into.
Yeah,
I didn't know Prudhomme did that.
The water here in New Orleans is out of the river, so it has all those chemicals from all the way up from Canada coming out of the farming fields. So, it's got to be different. And that, adding, maybe you don't realize, but when they open the spillway, they throw 1 million gallons of water an hour into Lake Pontchartrain. And when you're open for 30 days at 1 million gallons an hour, so that's 24 million times 30, how much water is in Lake Pontchartrain that's fresh?
6 billion plus gallons, I guess, huh? It's 24 times.
Give or take.
Maybe 8 billion gallons. So do you think that's going to kill the oysters? Not killing
sure
the oysters.
Sure it is, because it dilutes the salt. Now, I have talked to the food or the hunting show, and I'm saying, we've got salt as a natural product. Why can't, when we take water, add it to Lake Pontchartrain, and why can't we add salt to it in 3 or 4 different places? Like, as it comes out of the spillway into Lake Pontchartrain, add a little salt. Go down to New Orleans, add some salt. Go down to Chalmette and add some more salt, and maybe it would, but they
said,
oh,
there's just too
many
gallons. Do you know how much that would cost?
Oh, I know. But, I mean, salt is a Louisiana product.
Okay. It makes sense. It's not a bad idea. Why don't you run for governor? We'll fix this. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. You're listening to Chef Scotty Craig, Chef Connor Mullins, filling in for Tom on this beautiful Monday. 260-6368. You're listening to WWL HD2 105.3. Dude, I need to get his music. I mean, wow. Same guy? Which one's that?
You're listening to Jimmy Ray Vaughan and
Stevie Ray Vaughan. But that was Stevie Ray Vaughan? Was that Stevie Ray Vaughan? No. Jim? Oh, his brother. Wow. Oh, I got to look into that. So my wife and I, well, by the way, you're listening to Chef Scotty Gregg and Chef Connor Mullins from Yaya, and we are filling in for Tom today. Call in 260-6368. And I saw, my wife took me to California for my birthday in the beginning of August. Started in San Francisco, drove down to L.A. and eating and just really enjoying California. And we stopped, and we one of the, my birthday surprises was to see Buddy Guy at the Hollywood Bowl in L.A. If you ever get a chance to go to the Hollywood Bowl in your lifetime, which you will, do it. It was an amazing experience. Buddy Guy at the Hollywood Bowl. I love blues. So But anyway, we were talking to Steve earlier, and we're talking about salt being from Louisiana. I'm thinking maybe the salt mines of every island, you know, it's built on a salt island, you know, salt mine, whatever. But anyway, Steve was in Francesca, my deli, couple of months after we opened, and you know, we do meatloaf and mashed potatoes with peas on Wednesday. It's my mom's meatloaf. It's really, really good. Steve said, "Scott, these are instant mashed potatoes. I can't believe you're using instant mashed potatoes." And I said, "No way, man. I don't use instant mashed potatoes." And he left. I was thinking, you know, he was crazy. You know, like, you're crazy, man, you know. And sure enough, man, Chef Knuckles used instant mashed potatoes that day because he didn't have any potatoes. He didn't have time to do it. And I was like, well, that never happened again. So I hunted Steve down and told him, man, you were right. I was crazy, not him. So it's a funny story. Oh, we got Mike. Hey, we got Mike on the line. What's up, Mike? Sky, you listening to Chef Scotty and Chef Connor? And what can we do for you today?
Connor, I don't know, man, if I need you to feed me. I'm getting hungry in about a second.
Have you ever been out to Yaya's and Darien, Mike? This is This is my dear friend and soon-to-be radio show host, sports radio, Mike Fazand, calling in, man.
Hey.
How you doing, bro?
Yes, sir. I haven't been to Yaya's yet. Is that on Hickory?
It is on Hickory.
Yeah.
It's the end of Hickory. What's the address again, Kyle?
Yeah.
2317.
Right there in that little strip mall. I mean, that little,
It's all the way down to the end almost. It's next to the camp.
Oh, okay, okay.
Dude, his food's incredible. He's only open for breakfast and lunch, but man, I'm telling you, it's worthwhile. I go there once a week.
Oh, we're going to be out there soon, man. Good. I mean, if Scotty's recommending it, I know it's good.
Yep, it's good, real good.
Listen, we did that tailgate that you run yesterday that you do for the Saints.
What'd you think, man?
I mean, unbelievable. The food, I mean, look, just being out there on that deck, on that patio, overlooking the Champion Square.
Fifth floor of Benson Tower. It's pretty cool.
Oh, my God. And the food, Scotty was doing some paninis. Man.
Aaron and I were doing panini. We were doing a sandwich competition. It was fun, man. It was a lot of fun. Appreciated you and Vicky coming, man.
We enjoyed everything. I mean, it's such a great deal. I mean, you can't beat it anywhere.
No.
You just walk up to the bar and tell them what you want to drink, and they hand it to you. And
anything you want.
Amazing. Shrimp and grits. The bread pudding. And
I forgot
that
about
handy
that.
I had was special.
Yeah, it was fun, man. Stuff. It was a lot of fun. And then you got to go see the Saints.
Dude. Well, I'll tell you what, they gave us a lot of fodder for our first podcast.
I know. Mike and I are doing our first podcast together, live from Katie's at 6:30 tonight. And we're excited about it, man, you know, because, you know, the excitement of Saturday, you know, and then UNO lost Saturday night in basketball. But then Sunday, man, I'm like, I've got a lot to say about it. I don't think we have anything to worry about it, Mike. It was just a, it was a weekly, it was a 16 games. It was their fart of the, or fart of the year. And I don't think it's going to happen again. You know, it was just, they just picked a shocking time to do it. And, you know, like I keep telling everybody, New England, the Super Bowl champion of last year, lost to Miami. They were the worst team in the league last year. So, you know, it's the NFL. Right.
Well,
I just wish the NFL. Somebody else.
Right.
Coming off that bye, Sean Payton's mind was on other places. And,
Man, that was.
Focused, you know?
People are going on and on about Sean Payton and his engagement party. That was Friday night. It wasn't Saturday night.
Friday night, baby. Yeah, he just woke up Friday morning and said, you know what? I think I'm having an engagement party tonight. There's no planning. Nothing.
He had, you know, but you're right. It Sunday started with him. The play calling was horrendous. And they had no running game. They didn't try to run the ball. They had no defense. It was just shocking.
The only thing I have to say, and I'm of course I'm tongue in cheek about the engagement party. Right. It had absolutely nothing to do with it. I'm sure he wrote a check and showed up.
Right.
But it's just one of those things, man. Where you, everybody's telling you how great you are. You don't play for 2 weeks.
Without a doubt.
You need to show up and lay an egg, man. That's all.
I think what was happening was he spent too much time with Joe Brady helping him out with his game plan against Alabama and forgot the game plan for himself.
LSU fans really appreciate that.
That's tongue-in-cheek, too. But LSU fans would appreciate that. Yeah, man, it was just a disappointing Sunday. But I think that'll be a springboard for the rest of the season. I do.
Well, the good news is what transpired late game when Carolina lost to Green Bay. So the Saints, they weren't able to pick up any ground on the Saints, and I think that's definitely that if the Saints are going to be challenged by anybody, Carolina. It's going to be Carolina. So
it's Carolina. And have you heard anything about the injuries, Mike, from Sunday?
No, I haven't heard anything. Mm-hmm. You know, the Saints are going to be tight-lipped about it. They're not going to.
Right.
You won't know anything.
We can talk more about that on the podcast tonight,
yeah,
I guess.
Well, listen.
Thanks for calling, brother.
You're doing a good job, man. Y'all making me hungry. I'm going to go to Katie's tonight. What we got at Katie's, man?
What do we have at Katie's? I haven't been there. I know we have red beans and rice and fried chicken. We have fresh red fish.
Oh, you had me at hello. Well, that don't say anymore.
We have fresh red fish.
Oh, that's what I'm getting.
I haven't been there today. And tonight is normally the night I go over the week with Joey. So Monday's already figuring into it. See you tonight, brother. Thanks for calling, Mike.
I'll be sure to check out Yaya.
All right, guys. Man.
All right, dude. See you later. That is Mike Fazand. He is, you know, one of the utmost sports minds in the city of New Orleans. You know, with Eric Asher, he and Eric, who is the finest sports radio show host in New Orleans. He is always well-prepared, always knows his stuff about everything in local sports. Very, very professional. He does his show every Wednesday at Katie's from 12 to 2, and he's really, really good. I work with these guys, and, you know, we do a lot of sports radio. So.
Right.
You know, I learn a lot from them, and so we're going to delve into that tonight. But back to food. Mm. Here we are. What are you eating tonight? You cooking at home?
Probably Shake Shack.
Dude, it's good. My wife got the chicken sandwich. I got the burger.
I'm getting the burger.
It's good. It's definitely good, but make sure you get the custard.
Oh, without a doubt. I'll make it
two Tom custards. Would be cringing right now. It's a chain. We don't do chains.
I eat a lot of chains.
The only chains I like, I love Starbucks.
Starbucks is definitely.
I love PJ's because I'm a coffee guy. Cane's fried chicken.
Oh, I'm going to have to disagree.
Oh, I love it. We're going to have Zaxby's. To talk about that in a minute. Man, I'm crazy about Zaxby's. I didn't like it.
Wings and tings.
I didn't think it was all that good. But there was a, and maybe still is around the country, but talk about chain Italian restaurants. Did you ever try Macaroni Grill on the North Shore?
I heard about
it. We went there by, because we had to, because we wanted Italian. We were riding bikes over there, and we wanted Italian, and so we went to Macaroni Grill, and it was really good, man.
Yeah.
And then we actually went back twice on Sundays because we liked it.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been to Carrabba's and, you know, Olive Garden, just, you know, no way. But, I mean, it was really good, and they closed.
Huh.
I am bummed. You know?
I wonder why.
Bravo's not bad.
Bravo's not bad. It isn't about that bad. But I could live off of tacos and pizza for the rest of my life.
Casa Garcia, dude.
Woo.
They are banging.
Queso dip?
Oh, yeah, it's the best.
With the ground
Casa
beef?
Garcia, I think, is the best. Tex-Mex.
Mm-hmm.
They'd probably kill me for saying that. But, I mean, it is Tex-Mex. Yeah. And, I mean, but it's phenomenal.
We go to
tacos.
We eat at Taqueria Corona a lot by the house.
Taqueria Corona's good. Let me ask you a question about some of the... And Casa Garcia is guilty of this, too. There's no flavoring in the ground beef tacos. They don't put any sort of seasoning in the beef
mm-hmm.
that you can tell. And I noticed that about there and Coretta's. And, you know, it's... I don't know why, because my wife loves my tacos because I season them.
Right.
You know?
I don't know.
But, you know, I mean, I put the chili powder and
but
garlic
I never
and
order, like, if I'll go there, I'll never order, like, an American taco. I always get, like, tongue or, like, chorizo or, like...
At Casa Garcia, they have
tongue?
No.
At,
you know...
Corona.
Taqueria Corona.
Yes.
When you like trying me trying to be Spanish.
I like
it's
it.
Cool, huh? You know, and I met a Chinese guy, actually from China, you know, really Chinese guy. And he was so cool. And I started talking to him about Chinese restaurants in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And I said, what Chinese restaurants do you like in New Orleans? Which ones do you think are really good? He basically said none.
Huh.
None. And I'm like, really? Not even like Ming's or... Uh-uh. Or he said, there's one on Williams Boulevard. Man, what's the name of it?
It used to be a Pizza Hut.
Yes.
We go there all the time. It's amazing.
What's it called? Little something?
I'm on it.
Or something town or Chinatown or... Because, you know, my brain, I can't remember anything. But he said that one was amazing before it changed owners. And now it's still the best, but it's not as good as it used to be. And the other one he said was China Rose. He said China Rose is really good. And, you know, my wife and I have been there. If you go there, they have a Chinese menu and they have an American Chinese menu.
Yeah.
And, you know, you need to go to Chinese
menu. Little Chinatown.
Menu. Little Chinatown. That's it. He said they're banging it out.
That's good.
You know, and
I love Chinese food.
I do, too. I like all food.
I'm just a sucker for anything.
You know, I love food. You know, and then on Williams Boulevard, there's a kajillion Central American restaurants.
There you go.
And I mean, one of them's got a great tripe soup, La Fiesta.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a long time. And the problem with all those restaurants out there is my wife never wants to take any chances. She always wants a certain restaurant, a certain thing, and that's it. We got to call her. We have Holly. That's my girl, Holly, man.
Hi, Chef. How are
you? How you doing? Living the dream. How about you?
Absolutely. Yes.
What's
totally.
This is Holly Barrett, good friend of mine, formerly of the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. And now she has her own travel agency.
Yes. Well, I've been double dipping for a long time, but now I'm 100% right. doing travel.
Which is cool. And as soon as she did, she called me and she said she had this unbelievable cruise, culinary wine cruise to Bordeaux, France, in Bordeaux, France.
Wow.
I mentioned it to my wife once and she said, I want to go. And so we are booked to go in March, I think it is, Holly. When is it?
Yeah. It's actually May 31st.
Oh, in May.
The first day of it.
Jazz mm-hmm. Fest. No, is that Jazz Fest? No, it's mm-hmm. Jazz Fest. So, yeah, yep. We're excited about that. That's going to be good times, man.
Yeah, absolutely. We only have two staterooms left. This is a Uniworld cruise.
Right.
Uniworld is the best in river cruising. Small ships. There's only 120 passengers. And Uniworld is absolutely 100% all-inclusive. And I say that because I have been on a Viking. I don't enjoy tipping people constantly. I overtip.
Yeah, I do too.
They also don't include wine. And every time you want to have a glass of wine, they only serve wine and beer, and et cetera. And no spirits on Viking. Whereas
this
Uniworld,
is all inclusive?
You can have anything you want. Yes.
Okay, now are these wines from Bordeaux?
Yes, and typically, you know, you'll find other things on the menu as well on the ship, but typically they'll be much more centric to wherever you happen to be. I took their ship once in Provence and Burgundy, and the same kind of thing. They had a lot of Burgundian and Provençal wines.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Now I'm really fired up. Yeah. I didn't realize it was all inclusive. You know, I kind of just give that to my wife and say, you know, and something is inclusive and it's not all inclusive. I just figure I'd go find something somewhere that I like. I mean, I'm there.
Well,
you got to find it.
Time.
Yeah,
it's
I'm excited.
Brand new ship on this routing. And, you know, I found it to be just a great combination of people. You know, it's kind of folks our age that tend to do these river cruises. Remember, the original roads of Europe were the waterways. So when you're sailing... Uh-huh. They literally dock right in the heart of town or city or village. And you can treat this like your private yacht. You can come and go as you'd like.
And how long do we dock?
It depends on the day, about where the different stops are on the routing. Sometimes they travel just at night, so you can come and go and, you know, go after dinner, go have a walk around the town or whatever. And then you can, you know, find yourself very quietly at night. One night I woke up and said, I thought we were supposed to be leaving. And I looked out and we were underway and I couldn't even tell.
Man, I'm really getting fired up about this. So,
yeah.
So tell people how they can reach you.
Oh, great. Well, my website is simple. It's travelsbyholly, HOLLY.com.
Travels by Holly. That's easy.
About Bordeaux trip on there and lots of other wine and culinary types of things. All in individual travel, of course.
And you do all kinds of, you know, this, you know, you're putting together all kinds of trips like this, safaris and
yes.
Yeah. Hey, I got to go, Holly. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you, Scott. See you soon.
I'll see you Wednesday. Love you, babe. Bye. Hey, I guess it's time to say bye-bye. This is Chef Scott Craig, Chef Connor Mullins. Signing out for Tom. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
Always. See you at Yaya's, Katie's, Francesca, Bienvenue. Come see us. Or the tailgate. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.